Welcome to the Changing Room Chat, which used to be the Sunday Robcast, and we're back here today at the Links, sponsored by Rulac Sports Body Massage and Nicopods Elite. And today we're here with Josh Purvis, forward of the Aberdeen Links. How you doing, pal?
Something good, shout out, lad.
Yeah, good mate.
You alright? Back again. Yeah, too.
How's it been, being back to hockey now?
Been good, mate. To be fair, not took the foot off the gas, as they'd say. Finished last season, then went straight into the Army champs as well.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I played with the Army, then had about a month off, then came back.
Did you do a lot in your own time off in between? Like,
I sure, with training, I try to get to the gym and that when I can, if I can be honest. But, nah, I'm joking. I get quite active, to be fair. Tell you what I have been doing, it's especially since COVID, and I think everyone's on the same wagon, golf.
Yeah.
Golf is the game to play at the minute.
There's quite a few boys from here play, isn't it?
Oh, aye.
Yeah. Who's the Sharks? Who's the Hustlers?
Well, Mark Lane, I'm going to put him out there.
The chipper putter.
Shout out to the chipper putter.
Is he good?
Mark, he's good. It's not just the actual golf, the actual crack with him as well. And I've got to say it to Fridge as well. I've done more...
Don't give that guy a compliment.
No, I'm not giving him a compliment. I'm just saying I played with him. But I think the main rivalry goes out to Mr. Jonathan Hogan.
Hogs.
Aye. And there's a little story that comes behind it.
Go for it.
So we were away at the Paisley. No, we had a double weekender. And I think the first game was North Air. It was. First game was away North Air. And we stayed over at a hotel.
Yeah.
We had Paisley on the Sunday. And I was in a room with Hogan. Straight away, dramas from the start. Got on really well. And we only had one room card between us.
Yeah.
And we came to check out the next day before the Paisley game. And I was like, I've not got the card. Asked him, he said he's not got the card either, so we ended up handing in no card. Gets back to the bus, going from your wallet, checking for, I think it was a Nando's card, I think we probably the Nando's. Boom, boom, here comes this hotel card. So every game now, loser gets the hotel card.
You got it?
My wallet's in the car.
You've currently got it to me.
Aye, but...
Is he good, Hogs?
Hogs is really good. When it comes to smashing the ball, he's good at that, aye, but especially when it comes to like par threes, I'll pull up your seven or whatever and he's pulled out your sandwich. Do you know what I mean? he's not afraid to smash it.
So how's the start of the season been? Tough?
That's an understatement. Two games, two losses, a lot of goals against. But to be fair, we've got goals for as well.
Yeah.
So that gap's not too big, but aye, not the best season, not compared to last, but it's a long season.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of games.
Did you find any, like, did it feel difficult or weird coming back as champions? Does that make like the getting beat in league games harder to take or?
Nah, I don't think it's anything on this season. Not for us anyway. I mean, if anything, it's painted a big target on our backs for the other teams, and they want to get the revenge on us. But for us, it's just back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
We were champions for last year. This year is a completely different way. Just another team.
Yeah.
So,
has there been anything different? Like, can you put the slow start down to? Or?
Nah, I wouldn't say there's anything different. It's been the same approach with the boys, same atmosphere in the changing room, same approach to training and games. It's all the same because it worked last year. So we thought, why change anything if it's working?
Two big changes.
Big change in a positive way is Baz.
Yeah.
Baz coming in to the coaching staff. I've just met him this season and already I'm catching on like fire with him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Baz's whistle. Loves it.
Seeing like when you compare it, like a lot of the viewers here are probably like football sort of based. Mm. And in football coaching, it's more like you kind of tend to just want one voice. Is that similar to hockey or is more voices? Is it different? Is it better? Is it?
It's a weird one because to a point you do go one voice, but at the same time getting a different approach on something is from a different person is a good thing. Like you might have a defensive mindset coming from one person and an offensive from another.
Yeah.
Like for instance, let's say you've got Jordan that runs the offense, or the whole team, sorry. Then you've got like the likes of Owen Reynolds who's got X amount of years in the game, doing the Scotland team now. They've excelled throughout this year and previous. So when you've got that many people that have got that much experience, the same with Baz, he's got a lot of years behind his belt as well.
Yeah.
It's just it's a good place to be. And it's not even just the coaches, to be honest with you, it's some of the players as well.
Great bunch of boys.
Aye, like, you've got some boys that have been ex-Elite League.
Yeah.
Ben Edmonds, the new signing, JD.
I was going to speak on JD, because we spoke to him last year on the playoff schedule. He's a really good player, eh?
Mm.
How's he been coming into a new team? Like,
he's fitted in fine.
Yeah, fitted in fine.
Aye, he's came in. Any boys that needed help or guidance or anything, he's given to them when he's asked. He's been a good vice. He was a vice for Saturday in his first game. Straight away, one game, scored a goal.
Yeah.
So he's made an impact for sure, and he's definitely going to probably do that throughout the rest of the season as well. Big near the sign.
Yeah, big time. I just wanted to touch on it as well. I noticed, obviously, the first two games, I don't know if it comes hand in hand, but there's been a few fights in the first game, and then there was again on Saturday. Do you reckon, like, does that come from losing the game in frustration, or does that come from, do you see it in a different, because I see it in a different way. When there's fights at hockey, it's more showing how coaches are. Does it get like frustration? Is it more frustration sort of fights, or is it because you're getting beat, or does it work?
I can't speak for everyone, but I think for some people, it's not a case of something's happened on X, Y, and Z day, I'm going to carry that over. It's just a spur of the moment in the game, it's hockey.
Yeah.
Killy, that was the fight at the end. That was just due to frustration the way the game went, because Killy's a shit, like a small ring.
Yeah,
it's always going to be a scrappy game, and for it to be the first game of the season was definitely a hard one.
Yeah.
Then the weekend just gone. I think the circumstances changed there when it kicked off the two times between the two boys. So I don't think it's an ongoing thing when it comes to the fighting. It's just there in the moment.
Because I that's what I like about hockey. Because I'm in. More football based, obviously, and football based is like, footballers are quite bitchy. Like, if there's an argument, that'll be remembered the next time. But it's not really like that in hockey, is it? It's more like off the cuff, like, you've done something, so I'm going to.
There'll be something that happens on the ice, then it'll get spoken about afterwards. And if not, it'll be a day or two max, depending on how big it is or how personal it is to the two boys or however many. But off my experience alone, whatever happens out there just stays there in the next game. It's like, oh, nice to see you boys, but it's time to play now.
Play, yeah.
So
how did you get into hockey? Because it's like, it's popular now, but obviously, how long have you been playing?
It's a funny story, actually, because I started off, as you say, like you said to your viewers, football-based. Yeah. So I started off playing football because, like any British school, you don't get ice rinks there. You get football fields, rugby fields, and the odd game of cricket.
Yeah.
So I started playing hockey when I was six, because in Newcastle, next to the train station, there's a big science centre called the Life Centre.
Yeah.
And every year at Christmas time, they put on like a portable ice rink sort of thing.
Right, okay.
So my dad one year was like, right, still play a football, except but I'm going to ice skating, see how you feel. Took his ice skating, dunked the water, loved it. At the time, the Elite League had a team, Newcastle had a team in the Elite League, playing at the Metrovage Arena. So we went to see them. Just for a case of, right, see if he likes it.
Yeah.
It's another day out with father son moment. Well, during that, they had it during the intermissions, they announced that they're starting a junior development.
Okay.
And for a youngin at the age of seven, instead of asking his dad, I heard that, went from the top end of the stands, because we had a season ticket, sprang down to the fire, and I signed myself up straight away.
Did you?
I did. And my dad was like, right, well, we're giving this a go. Because I'll say that about my dad, he's always gone, if you're going to do something, try it.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. Tried the hockey, then here I am.
Still going.
Still good. Well, I quit when I was 16. I spat the dummy out then.
What was that for?
Just teenager.
Yeah.
Being a teenager, I want to do more things now in the world. Then started again. Missed out. To be fair, I think it was probably the most important 2 years of my life that I missed.
Okay.
Out of the hockey.
Right.
Because you look at some people. They look at Gary Kelly, for instance, now. He's turning 17, 18.
Yeah.
And he's flying.
Really good player.
And I took the time out and decided to hit the gym, started going to college, thinking the sesh was the life, etc. I got hooked with that. Then ended up joining back and playing recce. Then
Frey still thinks the sesh is life now.
Oh, so. It is. I'm not disputing that at all. I'm not disputing that at all. It is definitely a part of life.
Did the hockey stop when you joined the army?
It didn't, no. So I stopped when I was 15. And I started up again when I was 17, because I started playing rec. And I joined the army when I was 18.
Okay.
And I was lucky to get in the army setup, to be fair, because what happens in the army, they do every year, specifically the engineers do a engineers winter sports.
Right.
What do you want to call it? Tournament sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do snowboarding at the time.
Okay.
Because I was keen into me. I still am, but I was really busy with my snowboarding. And they said, that isn't a sport, but what other sports do you want to do? I was like, oh, well, I play ice hockey. Do you do ice hockey? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We'll get you in touch. Tried out for the hockey team. Got in with my corps. Then whilst I was playing my corps games, they had the army scouts. Because the way the army team ice hockey works is you've got your corps, which is like infantry engineers.
Yeah.
Then you've got the overall army team. Then if you're good enough to play for the army team, you get scouted for the UCAF team, which is the Army, RAF and the Navy combined. Right, okay. And lucky enough, all scouts were there when I did this tryout for the engineers, and I got called up the Army team, then got called up the UCAF team, and that was in 2019, and I've been playing for them since.
Ever since. Yeah. What's the difference like between like the Army sort of level and your SNL level? Is there a difference?
It's a mixture, because obviously the boys in the Army team, at the end of the day, is when the Army. So you get called up, you get deployed, etc. But saying that, you've got boys everywhere.
Yeah.
So you've got boys in the southwest, the southeast, north of Scotland, Midlands, etc. So yeah, you've got foots in each league. I mean, you've got boys that are playing for Slough Jets in English One.
Yeah.
Then you've got the likes of myself that's playing up here. There was a boy that plays for Paisley, Fraser Kerr, and Gary Parker.
Okay.
They were both in the Navy and the Army.
Oh, really? Okay.
They're out now as well. So when you've got the likes of people like that playing in these leagues, then bring it to them, where you've got other boys playing rec, but you get some good rec teams out there, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Bringing it together, the standard's actually pretty good.
Is the Army level, is it rec or is it full?
Army level's rec.
Nice, there's no contact.
Yeah. No, it's contact.
It is contact.
It is contact, yeah.
So what's the difference between, how does it break down? There's rec, it's non-contact.
Yeah, so it's rec that's non-contact. And there's the top end of rec, I think. I've not looked into it, to be honest, which allows contact hockey, basically. But I think you've got to have X amount of insurance per player then possibly for the actual world team itself.
Right, okay.
I know that's what we did with the Army anyways. Everyone had to be individually insured. Then I think they insured the team as a whole. Just
right, okay.
But I don't know if that's just the forces we're doing it.
So did being in the Army affect? Because, like, off the top of my head, it feels like the boys that go offshore, when they play football, hockey and that, they obviously miss a few, back for a few, miss a few.
Yeah.
Did you find that difficult, or you just kind of used to it, or?
It was annoying because
you get into a flow, don't you?
Yeah.
When you're there for a few weeks.
They always say in the Army team, if you're going to play for any Army sport, play for a civilian team as well, because especially with the hockey, we were only training once a month, maybe.
Okay.
Because you got people being deployed, you've got to then book ice because it's not your home rink, because you've got, like I say, people come from everywhere.
Place, yeah.
So you need to book it months in advance or weeks in advance. So that sort of rhythm was hard. But lucky enough, I had the links here, so that was keeping me taken over. But it took us a while to get into links because I've been up in Scotland now for about 3 years and I've only played one season with the links.
Okay.
Because the first 2 years I was just busy non-stop.
Too busy to play,
deployed,
yeah.
Aye.
So how did the links move come about?
So, due to the military being good for its contacts, an old boy that used to play for the links in the RAF called Philip Wolfe.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, Wolfe, yeah.
He's down at Lossiemouth, where I used to be next to it, there in Loss. And I eventually got busy with work and I was like, right, I've got time to play hockey. So I spoke to him. He was down at the Elgin rink, and I started training with him. He said, have you thought about Aberdeen? And I said, nah, not even thought about it, to be fair. Can you put us in the right direction? He's like, well, lo and behold, I used to play for them.
Okay.
And I know Jordan really well.
Yeah.
Got us in touch with Jordan, got us a trial sorted, came down the next week, met Jordan, met Fraser, etc. Introduced everyone, was fine.
Yeah.
A bit of stick for the army boys, etc., but that used to that. did the trial and they said, yeah, if you're happy to come back next week, you're more than welcome to join. Came back the next week and they said, do you want to sign? And I signed.
And that was your way.
And that's me.
How did you find the travel when you were still in Kinloss?
Oh, awful. Awful.
Bad.
Yeah, with any hockey team, because it's across the whole UK, training times is awful.
Yeah.
It's always been a late one.
But mate, when I first joined here, train at 10 o'clock at night, eh?
Aye.
Like, for the viewers listening, we're doing this interview at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and they've still got an hour before Josh is on the ice, and he's sculling a coffee right in front of me.
I'll be absolutely wired.
But is that just a sort of common thing for adult teams?
Like I say, you've been, when it comes to doing something for so long, I mean, even kids, look at the kids now, they're on 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So you start, you get started off young that you're going to be training late.
Okay.
And saying that, me and one of my mates have, one of my trainers says, if someone just kind of want it, they don't, if someone just kind of wants it, they don't fully want it.
Yeah.
So if you want it, you'll go get it when you, no matter what the case is. So the travel was just under about an hour and a half, 1:40.
Each way?
Each way. Yeah.
Solo a lot of the times. JP
was a go-to man most of it for last year. That's a big miss this year. He, luckily I've left. But that was heavy. I've definitely become, I should get a qualification for the CV for driving whilst asleep. Luckily them roads are clear because there would have been a few accidents. Like, what?
So how did you find your first year at Aberdeen? Because for people that are listening that have been to the links, when they compare it to other SNL crowds, it's heavy. It's a lot of people, a lot of passionate fans. Like, how was your first few games? Did you think, holy fuck?
That's one way of putting it. It's definitely the high point
of my career. Yeah.
Like I said, because I just went from wreck to then I tried league down in Bradford, then came up here. And to know that there's at least 10, not at least, sorry, 10 people, more than 10 people watching.
You get nervous about that?
Pardon me. First couple of games, I was like, aye. Didn't fuck up, didn't follow it, didn't follow it, there's all them people laughing at you, etc.
On Instagram before the night's ended.
Well, that's the thing, I didn't even know about the social side of things until like 2-3 games in.
Right, okay.
And you've got like the TikToks now coming in. I thought it was just people came to watch.
Yeah.
Then there was the whole social media side, then people kicking off on there, not at me, just in general. And it's like, right, you're going to have to either step up to fit in, or you're going to have to leave this because it's either going to go well for you, or it's going to send you down. And luckily enough, it sent us in the right way, and I've just adapted to it, but couldn't fault the fans. Like,
nah.
They are passionate ones. And you're right what you say, when it comes to the league, there's none other.
Aye, they're madness, eh?
Aye, that's one way of putting it. I think they put in a petition to get the rink extended, did they not? No, I'm sure.
So, obviously, your first season last year, for the people that are listening, league champs, 2 finals, some season, eh?
Aye. Not even just for the team, for me personally, like I say, that's the best outcome I've ever had.
Yeah.
I used to think winning the Army Cup was the highlight of mine.
Yeah.
But taking me out of it, first league title in 30 years in the club's history.
Yeah.
Can you achieve in that? Like, then to say out of 3 possible trophies, we've won one, then got the 2 finals for the other 2.
Yeah.
That's still some statement to make, isn't it?
Yeah. So when did you realise, what was your first away game where you thought these boys are fucking lunatics in the bus home?
Paisley away.
Did you have to do the bug fasting?
I didn't know, but...
Did you not do it?
Nah, I didn't know what it was. Is that not like you have to drink a bottle in an hour?
Before the bridge or something like that. Yeah.
That's easy. That's fine. Because most of the hockey team in the army was full of Scottish boys, so Butty was second nature.
Right, okay.
So that was fine. I got told, because there was a few rookies that joined last year, including me. It was me and 2-3 of us, I think. To join the team, you've got to do a naked karaoke on the bus. So I was like, class, plenty of them. Happy with that. Sign me
up. What's your karaoke song?
Oh, I've got loads, but I went for Killers, Mr. Brightside, and I nailed it. To say the least. If you've not got the video, I'll send you.
Fully naked?
Not fully naked. I asked for that, but they said no, because there was young'uns on the bus. So it was topless, and I absolutely smashed it. I did ask for a cappella, but there needed to be a tune, apparently. So I led the way, thinking, right, I'm going to smash this, and the boys aren't going to be able to compete.
Yeah.
Well, I smashed it, and the boys went, nah, I'm not doing it. I was the only rookie last year.
Did they ball it?
Aye.
All of them?
All of them.
For what reason?
Shite bags if you didn't, that's what I got told. I was like, Sam.
So did they get hit with another initiation?
Nah, did the fuck. They got nothing. They just got away with it. Wait. I was just like, nah, you need to fit in here, so you need to stand out, didn't you? You'll do anything.
How do you find the social side here? Because, like, for me, for teams, yeah, like, teams that, like, go out together, get pissed together, like just have fun together, and the teams that win. That's how I see it.
As Marty said to me in the first couple of games, win or lose, you're on the booze.
Yeah.
And that statement came with that, like, you can talk a game, but if you do it, it states more, and it did. First game was here against the Comets, and straight away I was like, look, I've got nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
I can buy a hotel, but hotels in Aberdeen, you're looking 80, 90 quid. And straight away the boys were like, nah, he has a couch, he has a bed. So I ended up stopping the fridges and had a blast of the night.
Yeah, apart from being with fridge, obviously.
Right, aye. There's that as well. That's a separate episode. Just fridge. But each week, right, do you want to stay? Do you want to go and stay at mine? Stop at mine? Or we'll sort something out.
Yeah.
So I was being class. And each time, like even when I brought my lass up, my lass came up, then me and Joe had his missus as well, so we went out with two couples. It was good.
Had a good night.
Good, aye.
I've got to talk about the team, the game we won the league.
Mm.
Chaos.
That's one way of putting it, aye. Especially with that game-winning goal.
Yeah.
Bah.
Is that top hockey moment for you?
Aye. It's up there, like.
Yeah.
Like, just on the day, you're like, right, this could be it. Because I think we had, like, what, 2-3 chances of winning?
Yeah, a couple of games, yeah.
Yeah, and to do it on the home crowd. And, like I say, just that ending.
How was it, like, the day of? Because, obviously, you said, I think it was the two games before where we kind of wrapped it, but never. How was the actual day that we won it? Nervy? Or were you chilled? Or how was the boys? Or how was it all?
We tried to keep the same mindset. Because we said, look, at the end of the day, it's not going to get free at all. We still need to win the game. And we've gotten this position by keeping a cool head.
Yeah.
Bringing the same attitude in each game. So we try to do that as much as possible. And the games leading up to it, we didn't have bad games, we were just unlucky.
Yeah.
Then obviously it paid off at Edinburgh, but the approach to Edinburgh at home wasn't any different at all. If anything, the vibe was more, what's the word?
It was very chilled. Like in the changing room, it was very chilled out.
Mm.
Like I came to do rubs and
professional. That's a word.
Yeah,
it was very professional.
Yeah, it was. It was go win the game and reap the rewards from it.
Aye.
But like then obviously close after there was the playoff final and the Scottish Cup final.
Yeah.
I feel like hockey, football. If you lose, it's a lot of people sulk. It's quite stroppy if you get beat in football. But hockey, I've realised this being the past 6 years, it's changed my mindset. Hockey, if you lose, no one. I don't want to say no one gives a fuck, but if you get beat, it's fine. Like, it's no big deal. Like, is that just a general sort of hockey thing?
It's not a case of it's fine. It's a case of it's done.
It's happened now.
If you're going to dwell on it, then be you.
Yeah.
You're not. If you're dwelling on something, you're not fully there or anything.
Yeah.
If you're dwelling on the coffee you just had, it's cold, right, it's not there.
Yeah.
You've got to come in fresh. I mean, we're playing once a week. Like, imagine what NHL's like. You're playing, what, 2-3 times a week?
Yeah.
So you have to switch off and be like, right, that game's done. Excellent. Leave it there, drive home, do what you need to do, come back,
yeah,
train, go again.
Touching on that, there's a few times last season where we've obviously played Saturday, Sunday, double headers and that. Do you like them? Are they hard? Like, how do you feel? Because it's a lot. See, if I say to my football mates, oh, hockey's playing Saturday and Sunday, they're like, what? Are you fucking mental? It must be tough on the legs, yeah?
It's tough on the legs, but at the same time, it's like, say you do a leg session at the gym, it's never the day after, it's the double day after.
Yeah, okay,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got, instead of having a game Saturday, Sunday to rest, then you're back in Monday, it's more a case of, right, you've got Saturday, Sunday, as a, say it's like one big day, then your DOMS kicks in Monday, Tuesday, but okay. By that point you've got training Monday, so you're kind of skating it off, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Do you enjoy doubleheaders?
I love it.
Yeah.
Because I just, yeah, it's more
hockey.
It's more hockey and it's just more getting about, because if I wasn't playing on a Sunday, I'll have a play on my own, so I'm not doing anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How's the have you always been a winger? Have you always been a forward?
Yes. I think I played D when I was about 9-10, and that's why it says on the league prospects I'm a D man. Because that's what they said when I came here. They were like, oh, you're playing D. Yeah. I was like, what? I'm fucking not, like. They're like, oh, you're kind of D. I was like, well, I'm not staying then. No, that's the case. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I've played forward for the last 16 years.
I was going to ask
you backwards, man.
There's probably a lot of people listening that are fans and that. Who's the characters in that in the links?
Whoa. Every single person. is a character.
It's a good changing room, eh?
It's a very good changing room. And put it this way, being the only English boy is hard. Because you've got to repeat yourself. I'll probably have to... People are probably listening now, Dan.
Subtitles on.
Aye. I've not got a clue what he's saying.
Anybody proper look after you when you came in? Was there anyone that stood out as like...
Marty. Marty Lane.
Marky's one of the greatest guys ever.
Marky Lane. As much as he'll take the piss out of you and rinse you and drop you in the shit or put you in scenarios, he'll always have your back. Especially, well, that's what I can say anyways. He's proven that.
I've learned that about hockey because especially like my two like really good pals are Marky and Fraze, and I feel with them, both of them, you need to worry if they're not taking the piss out of you. I feel like that's when you're probably like, I don't know if they like me. If they're all over you, I feel like
that's
when you're in.
I don't know. I think if they're quiet, it's probably just because they're quiet. If they didn't like you, you're probably getting it more. you're getting it because they're like, right, fuck you, I'm going to have you. That's what I think anyway. It could be wrong.
I've got to talk about it. The Kirkcaldy fight. Talk us through it. What happened there?
Do you know what it is? I didn't even initiate that.
No, so, you said at the time you never.
Nah. It was deserved. Don't get it wrong, because the hit I made on the... it was the younger... I can't remember his name. It was the Jameson brothers.
Yeah.
The hit... I made a bad hit on him, and I looked at the video, and it was fucking awful. I should have been kicked from that game.
Was that a bad one?
Aye. It was all numbers, and I didn't even think of it at the time. And I didn't mean to go to him. I've just got him, glided in, not control myself, and I've ended up flattening him.
Okay.
And his brother's done the right thing, had a go, chopped off. He's getting a penalty. Then we both got out the box, and he's gone, right, we're gone. And I was like, right, son, you're fucking having it. If we're gone, you're getting it. And 2 minutes is ticking down. And it was funny because I was leaning over the penalty box, chin strapped on, because I was like, this helmet's coming off.
Yeah.
First fight in the SNL, I'm making this a show. If I get pumped, I get absolutely battered, but I still have a good deal. And the linesman was like, right, get chin strapped. I said, like, it's fucking coming off, man. Don't worry about it. And he's like, what? Came off, fired my helmet off, dropped the gloves, and straight away. And do you know what it is? I can't even remember doing it.
No.
Nah, just pure adrenaline. I was like, right, just let the arm go. It's either going to land, it's going to miss, or you're going to get battered. And he kept his on, but bust my hand up. And
do you get seen that 2 minutes? I'd be shaking myself, eh?
Nah. You just throwing arms.
Have you had a few fights?
On
the rink, obviously, for the young lads listening. Don't do it on the streets.
That was me second, if we want to call the first one a fight, but it wasn't. For proper fights, that was my first fight, eh?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No nerves?
A fight's a fight, really. No one wants to fight, does it? But it's part of the game, so... I think if you don't approach it with, right, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
You've lost already.
Yeah.
You're going to fight to have a fight, and you want to hit them. You don't want to hit you. Yeah. You don't want them to hit you. So I was just there going, right, you're getting it, and just let the arm go.
What is your thoughts on, like, fighting in hockey? Because I'm not going to go down the political route, but you obviously listen, like, old school hockey people love it, newer people not a fan of it. You think there's a place for it, or?
Aye, it's part of the game. And the best, one of the best parts about hockey and fighting is that me and you could play right now, right, and have a full-on scrap, call each other fucking arseholes, whatever. We'll get off the ice, we'll have a beer, or we'll have a coffee and laugh at it.
Yeah.
It is a saying that says, what happens on the ice stays on the ice, and yeah. It sticks, mind. You can absolutely hate someone, even if I hate your guts, being chopping off, on social media, in person, whatever. We have a fight in the ice, you're going, right, bit of respect in that. We have a fight, yeah. Get off the ice. That was a good fight, that, wasn't it? Ah, you got absolutely battered. I know, but I still had one, didn't I? See him again next time we play. I can do.
I love that mentality, yeah.
Then you get to certain levels, especially across in the States and that, you've got people getting to the pros just because they're a fighter.
Yeah.
What's your job? Oh, fight. Can you play hockey? Not really, but I can throw. Mate, son. You have 60 grand a week.
Yeah. That's fucking insane, eh?
Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever been across to like NHL or anything to watch?
Nah. That's the goal. So the goal is to get across to Canada on a holiday, watch a bit of hockey, then migrate there.
Yeah. Is hockey your number one sport, like watching and stuff for?
I'd say so. I would, like I say, when I was a young'un, I was a keen footballer. I was a magpie through and through, black and white.
Yeah.
And that's a good time to be a Geordie now, isn't it?
Newcastle, you must get raised thinking like football, is it? Like being from Newcastle.
So that's the thing, I'm actually not from Newcastle.
Okay.
I'm from north of Newcastle, a county called Northumberland.
Okay.
So I'm a fake Geordie, as we'd say. I'm closer to the border than I am Newcastle.
All right, okay.
When I growing up, it was a case of, right, football, Shearer, everywhere. You'll speak to any Newcastle person, they'll say Shearer's the idol.
Yeah.
Born and bred, young'un, came up through the ranks, and obviously did what he did for Newcastle.
Is hockey a big sport in Newcastle as well?
It was.
What was their team called? The Vipers or something?
Newcastle Vipers, that's yeah. And like, it was at the Metro Rage Arena, which is a big entertainment venue for concerts. They even did Dancing on Ice and all that there. So that was the issue. They had all this stuff going on. And at the same time, they're trying to run an elite league team, which need to train, I think it's like daily.
Okay.
Then you've got the junior development coming in. Then, like I say, all the organisation for events, etc. So I think the venue and the club clashed heads. Oh, me and said, look, you can't do this anymore.
Okay.
So the team ended up moving, like the whole organisation ended up moving to Whitby Bay. Well, I don't know if you've been to Whitby Bay Ice Rink, but it's not the kick off the arse of Kilmarnock.
The only reason I know about Whitley Bay is because Christian used to play there.
Because he's also one of the reasons why I've always looked at Lynx, because I went through juniors with CJ.
Oh, did you? Okay.
He was the age group above. He was 2 years older than me. And it's a shame that he's not here now, because it would have been good to play with him again.
Yeah.
But,
to take some of the flack off you for being a Geordie?
Aye, pretty much. Because he was a proper Geordie. I'm a fake one.
So the... before we kind of go on to like a bit of fun with the teammates and that, how are you wanting the season to go? Obviously, more wins than losses, but just a blip to start off with. Do you think it will all calm down?
I think so. The game just gone against the Tigers, their first period was definitely a bounce back from Killy Way.
Yeah.
We were happy with that. We were unfortunate to get two goals against, then the head sort of dropped there. But if you look at the stats from what their keeper got, 76 shots, and he let in three. He was just an absolute wall, so we were making chances and we were playing good. We were just unlucky with the result. Going forward, I think it's just get that gel back together.
Yeah.
Shake out the remaining cobwebs from from the off season and get back to it and hopefully get back on a winning streak.
What do you think Aberdeen's sort of youth development? Because there's quite a lot, eh? There's quite a lot jumping up now into the...
Loads from, especially, as you say, like the training sessions coming before.
Yeah.
Kids are flying.
Yeah.
I think it's not even just Aberdeen. You look at ice hockey in the UK.
Do you think it's getting quite popular again?
I'd say so. Yeah. I mean, look at the boy Liam Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a sign. If one can do it, the rest can do it. You just need to put the work in, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the likes of Logan Gordon coming through now for us.
Yeah.
21.
I've heard good things about him.
He's really good. Because you've got the, like you were saying, we were saying earlier, you've got all these experienced people jumping into coaching and manager roles now.
Yeah.
Passing it down, kids are just going to fly through.
Yeah.
I think it's with any sport, to be fair. You look at ice hockey, you look at the likes of football. I think sport in general is just evolving more and more.
Yeah.
Due to experience getting passed down to the younger people. And it starts off at younger ages, then they're getting taught more stuff at a younger age.
Yeah.
And they're just excelling.
Because it's something I've said before, I think I said it on a pod, and I've said it to Fraser, that last year when we won the league, there was no one really that was like kicking on towards the end. Like, Markey's got a good couple of years left, in my opinion. Hogue's the same, Jordan's the same. But apart from that, it was all like
young boys,
quite young, yeah.
It's not the youngest team, but I think it's like a young adults team, now?
Yeah.
Like,
I know what you mean, like. Does age matter in hockey for you? Do you think, can you be too young in hockey?
I think it's with anything. If you let age get the better of you, then you're going to fall off, aren't you? Like say you're a...
So do you think, like, if you're young enough, good enough, sorry?
Well, not just that. Like, take anything. Footballer, for instance. You see, like, look at CR7 at the minute. He's 38 or whatever, and he's not done.
But, so, like, a team as a whole?
As a whole.
Do you think you need a couple of older heads in there?
A couple of older heads, definitely. For the experience-wise and their opinions, but it's definitely a positive thing to have young people, because you need that speed at the end of the day, don't you? Especially with ice hockey.
Yeah.
Certain aspects, if you've got the speed and like the hunger to be better or do certain things, and it's not going to be a bad thing.
Yeah. So just to finish off with a bit of fun, I'm going to get you to, well, I'm going to say throw him under the bus, but I know you're a guy.
Choose me words wisely.
You're a team man, so I can't see it.
As you see, I've got training after this, so.
So I was going to hit you with a couple of quick fire teammate questions.
Go for it.
Best trainer?
Whew. Depends, because it's hit and miss with training. I wouldn't say I'm going to say myself. No, I'm joking. best trainer. There's a few. Boys put the work in. Macaulay Armstrong.
Yeah, is he good?
He's a little whippet on the ice.
Is he?
Aye, he is.
You had to slow him down a few times, have you?
Well, he gets a little chops in here and there.
Does anyone fall into it? Is there anyone that's not the best in training but good and ice, like Guillaume Gindy is?
Fridge.
Yeah.
Mm. Fridge, and if you look at the, I don't think you got record actually, so that Q&A thing we did for the cancer thing, this question came up and everyone said Fridge as well, and he was like, yeah, I'm not even going to lie, it's the case.
What's different, like, just his attitude on it?
Nah, he's still the outspoken, loud person that he is. Just
he's a fucking fruitcake.
Cheats drills.
Does he?
He's just not the person you want on a training session, like.
And here's a question I was intrigued to ask: best boozer, best. Heaviest boozer.
Heaviest boozer, Fraser by a mile. By a mile, Fraser. Hey? Oh, hey.
What was your first experience of Fraser on the booze? Away game?
I think it was Siberia actually.
After a home game.
Was it the Comets? It might have been the first game, to be fair.
And did you think, what the fuck is going on here?
It was the first game. It was in Siberia in the toilets. And he said, like, who the fuck do you think you are? I was like, what?
I said that to you.
Aye. He's just pissed up, isn't it? I think it was a couple of days after. He's like, I can't remember that. I was like, wait.
And then he repeats it every other game.
Aye. Right? Who the fuck are you? Oh, I'm just the same person.
Is there anyone that's a shite boozer?
Shite boozer. Not that I've seen. Does anyone spew? No. I've not seen anyone spew. Everyone holds it.
Everyone can hold it alright. Yeah. A couple of boring people on that bus.
The best part I found last year at Siberia is when all the boys went back. And you know, you've got like your shot girls going around.
Oh, you've got
the test tubes.
Yeah.
Well, instead of buying one or two, right? And it's the same person every time. Owen Mickey Gans, gives the tray, buys the whole tray. It's been 260.
Is that Mickey?
Owen Mickey, every time. He's like, he gives the tray. We'll have the lot. It's absolutely class. My lass used to do that, and it's minging. Anyone that wants to have a test tube shot, them days. Because once someone's drank it, and you know, you got the little bits at the end,
yeah.
What they do is to save, because they earn their money on the bottle that they buy.
So they just fill it back up.
And they get all the little bits, right? Tip them into one. There's one made. Tip them into one. And they didn't wash them. And I'm not talking shite, because like I say, my lass did that. When she was up here for uni. Minging. I'll never drink them again unless you and Mickey buys them.
So next question. All the boys lined up in the blue light. You're going blue light to blue end. Who's finishing first? Who's quickest?
Blue line.
Gaz, Kelly? He's got a bit of pace about him, has he?
He'll be a contender, like. It'll be a close one between Gaz, Macaulay, Kyle, and that's probably it. Probably them. There's your top three.
And a couple of boys towing a boat at the back.
Definitely, I'll be holding that boat up. Like. Blue line's not a drill for me.
No. While we're on that, you said it. I want to know, what's the meaning behind the whole boat goes faster? The whole boat emoji that was kicking about last year in the groups and stuff.
Do you know what it is, right? I jumped on this bandwagon, shared it on socials every time, saying, oh, it's animating the boat go faster. And I've not got a clue. I think I might have a rough idea, because when it came to games, away games, home games, etc., you'd have the man in the match, then you'd have like the in-house. Other teams might do it as well. I know the NHL do it. You'll have your in-house award.
Yeah.
So we had a paddle.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it might be from that, like, it makes the boat go faster. Each game, whoever got the paddle, signed the paddle, say a little speech, move on. So it could be that. But honestly, I couldn't tell you. No one sat me down and said, right, Josh, we've got this phrase saying the boat goes faster, this is what it means.
I just jumped on it.
Hi, makes the boat go faster. Not a clue in the fucking in the matter at all.
You must have won that a couple of times last year, did you?
Yeah, I got it twice.
Just for is what? What's it based on? Just man of the match or certain things in a game? Or?
It could be like the likes of football. You got what donkey and
dick of the day and all
dick
that
of
shit.
Dick of the day and all that stuff. It's the same sort of thing. You could do it.
I hope you got one for the scrap. Did you?
Huh?
Hope you got it for this.
I didn't know.
Did you not?
No.
Raging.
I wasn't raging. I was too busy with my hand. It's like a. It could be a decent player, or it could be like, look, you didn't get man the match, but you should have. If that was two awards, you would have got it. It's like one of them. Pretty much. And it's always whoever won it last week chooses the next player.
Okay, is that how it works?
So say if you had it last week and I had a clean game and you want to give it me, you'd say, right, Josh has done this, X, Y, and Z, he's got the power.
We speech,
aye. 20 miles, 20 smiles.
That's where's that come from? I CJ. Honestly, to this day.
Same again.
But CJ used to say it, and I still don't particularly know.
They were like, oh, every Newcastle person says it. And straight away, I was like, I'm not from Newcastle, so sure.
Like, oh, have you ever heard it in your life before now?
Never. And they're like, CJ said it, so you've got to say it. So after every second period, going into third, coaches will say that, great, get the motivation going. And that everyone, it's not even a case of, right, Josh, everyone will just look. And I'll be like, 20 miles, 20 smiles, how are you, boys? Do you know what I mean? But there was once I tried to say it like a proper motivational speech, and I can't hear it because I'm used to speaking like this all the time.
Yeah.
But apparently with the boys, the way I speak is like someone speaking Italian. It's quick, and it might be like I said, people could be listening to this guy, no clue. But I tried saying about a good 3 sentences, and they all just went, "What did you just say there?" And I went, "Right, 20 miles, 20 smiles." But I apparently Chris CJ started it, and I'm just filling in.
You're
the
taking
shoes.
It on. Aye. Love it. You were saying earlier on about obviously boys like Baz, Jordan, Fraser. Is there anybody in the current team that you think would make a good coach?
If he put his mind to it, Hogan.
Yeah.
Because he's got years in him.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, if he's listening, I'll never forget the tape down sea moment. Captain wasn't here. Neither was the, I think that none of the assistants was, so he got captain. And what do you do when you can't make a new jersey? You get that black tape out. And you
did,
get
he tape,
out
did he tape a sea on?
Oh, I did, I.
Don't mind that, to be
he
fair.
He was loving it. And it stayed in his stall as well for a while, but then it came in and it got pulled off. But I'd definitely say Hogan's up there, if he puts his mind to it.
So two more questions, and I'm going to take us to the gutter for these ones. So second last one. You've got a sister, you take her up to Aberdeen. Who from the team are you not letting date her?
Kyle Ferguson.
Do we want to know why?
Cat killer. Do you know that Netflix series? Don't mess with the cats.
Is that him, is it?
Based on him. And I guarantee you have this question for the rest of the boys that see the same.
And then last one, you take it whatever you want. Listeners can take it whatever you want. Longest in the shower?
Well, it's not me, so... longest in the shower? I couldn't tell you, like I say. I'm there to wash myself in front of a bunch of men, so... I'm getting out as soon as I'm clean.
Josh, mate, thanks very much for coming on. All the best for the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure to be here, Gustav.